What is prayer?
One of the great thinkers once said, "Prayer is the highest and deepest natural manifestation of the soul, and it will remain so as long as God wills." The natural disposition of man to pray is evidenced by widespread use among all kinds of people, no matter what their class, language, or religion. In its diverse forms and patterns, as well as subject matter, it is practiced at all times and in all places, even among the most primitive nations.
Some people might become frustrated because they see no answers or results to their prayers, and yet they do not forsake prayer, because deep in themselves lies an instinctive tendency to pray.
As if inspired by this fact, Samuel Johnson, when asked about the evidence which supports prayer, said, "Prayer does not need proof outside itself because its proofs are within. It is in the nature and function of man, like breathing, eating, and drinking, and he practices it as part of his very being."
Ancient history tells us that the Greek world, which was the cradle of civilization and philosophy, was full of the spirit of prayer. Zerophar, the philosopher, used to begin every day of his journeys with a word of prayer. Pericles used to start every one of his speeches with prayer. And Homer, the poet, began his famous poem with a word of prayer. Plato said, "Before he begins any work in life, every intelligent person will seek help from God."
One of the proofs which illustrate that prayer is instinctive in man and not acquired is that, no matter how much man grows and advances in civilization and science, he never considers himself above the need to pray, but, on the contrary, he still finds that prayer is necessary and beneficial.